Kropos 8, there's this heartbreaking story of a Mozambican teenager who's identified only by the name Ahmed, who was kidnapped near his parents' residence in the city center of Beira, and then found on Monday murdered after being quartered and burned. Now, according to sources close to the family, this youngster was played when he was taken by criminals. He was kidnapped. His father, Rashid, according to the name given to him in the report, was then received a phone call and a ransom was demanded. The father asked for some time to raise the money. And after a while, when he had managed to raise the money, when he tried to arrange a drop-off, he was told that the deadline had passed and that he should pick up the body of his child. And he was given directions as to where to find the body. And he found the body in a dumpster. And the child had been tortured and the body burnt and limbs severed. And it has sent shockwaves throughout the country. But this is not the first time that there has been an incident of kidnapping. According to some news reports, there have been several kidnappings in the last few weeks. And we know that this problem has been plaguing Mozambique for quite some time. Now, to give us some perspective, we are joined this morning on the line by well-known scholar and community leader in Mozambique, Maulana Nazir Lunat Saab. Maulana, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah. How you are keeping?
Alhamdulillah, with your duas. Maulana, very, very sad story indeed about this youngster, Ahmed. What can you tell us? Can you give us a little bit more background?
Yeah, this boy is from Beira. Mm-hmm. Beira is a province in Mozambique. It's in the central of Mozambique. The province name is Sofala. Mm-hmm. Beira is a small city. Is a biggest city in central of Mozambique. Mm-hmm. There are three major cities, Maputo, Nampula, and Beira. So Beira is the third large city in Mozambique. There is a small community of Muslims there. It's not a big community of Muslims there. Either Indians or either black Muslims, but it is a very small community. And according to what what we know is that this boy was kidnapped, and the kidnapping story in Beira is completely different from Maputo. Mm-hmm. In Beira, there are Pakistanis and Bengalis and some Indians from a certain province in India are involved in kidnapping. It's a completely different structure of people, kidnappers from Maputo. The amount also asked by Beira people or kidnappers are very light compared to what has been asked here in Maputo. Mm-hmm. So what we know is that this boy was kidnapped. Actually, his cousin is a person with resources. He's the parent of his cousin. They thought maybe it's this boy, and they took him. And after they had posted a video of this boy on Friday, asking for the money, etc. We had got this video on Friday. Mm-hmm. And they were negotiating. The amount of negotiation was about $30,000. You can say about 210,000 rand.
Yeah.
And the parents were ready to pay after asking people for help and everything. And only mistake which the parents did was that they had talked to the big director of investigation of police, that we are going to this place and we are going to give the money. Mm. And just after that, after a few minutes, they had received a call that because we have contacted the police, so now forget about your son. Hmm. And they thought maybe this is only a threat. But on Monday, there was alarm. There is an Indian body about 3 kilometers out of Beira. And when they went to see, they saw that the body was very violently in his body, and plus they had burned some parts of his body. Mm-hmm. We got the video of his body also. When they received the body, they sent us the video also of the body. And the whole thing, the scenario of all Mozambique had changed because of this seeing the body. And yesterday they gave us in TV also, they showed the body, and everything was very shocking picture. Mm. Now that was on Monday, and on Monday night the boy's mother, who is a well-known Portuguese language spoke, and she's a woman with Torda and everything, but she came out and she said, I'm not going to drop one tear from my eyes, and this whole thing happened because I had informed the police. Mm. So it means that the state is involved in this, and we cannot trust anyone, and we are very shocked that this never happened in Samora Machel time, never happened in Chissano time, and in the Kebuza time, all things are happening. So it means that the state is involved, the state is corrupt, and this has created a very big alarming situation for all the people, not only Muslims, other people also. And inshallah, tomorrow we are having a big demonstration in all capital cities of Mozambique. Hope that, and we are closing all the shops and everything, and all the business, and we are having a demonstration. Hope that this, inshallah, this will take to us to some conclusion.
Inshallah.
And the situation is very, very bad. We never hope that a country which I can say that we are very better than South Africa, because in South Africa you people got this crime problem, and they just kill you. And alhamdulillah, yeah, we didn't have this kind of problem. This all of a sudden, from 2 years, the situation has changed. The people, the rich people have left the country. They only come to check the business, and the families are out. The whole situation has changed. We as leaders of Islamic community, we have talked to the president. I have talked to two different prime ministers. I went to talk to them. I went to talk to the minister of Interior, Home Affairs. Yeah. We had a meeting with him. But all stories is no practical effect. I have talked to the Prime Minister, and I told him that show me one case that you people have solved. What you people have catch is all small fish, and that won't solve the problem. And is no answer from their side. And the situation is not becoming worse only for Muslims. Non-Muslims also have been kidnapped, and other racial people also have been kidnapped. Problem is that the Minister of Home Affairs is a good person, but seems like he hasn't got power. And seems also that in Mozambique, Commander of Chief of Police is nominated by the President, is not nominated by the Home Affairs Minister. So does it create a shock between the Minister and the Command of Officer of Police. And in police, high-ranked police are involved in this. I got some very close family people at the moment, also are been kidnapped, and is a woman of 24 years, and she's already 8, today is the 8th day. We try to negotiate, and they want very big amount, up more than, you can say, 10, 12 million rand, what they're asking. And this is a value which is impossible for us to have it. And we are in this problem, and hope we're making kunut and nazila, we're making istighfar, and we ask you people also to make dua, and hope that if we don't have the collaboration of police, we cannot do anything. and this is we have tried to give resources to the Home Affairs. They're ignoring us. We have given them money. We have given them some resources. We are ready to give more resources. We are ready to help them. We have asked them that we can call people from India, from South Africa, and have to help you people. But it's just like, you know, going from one year to another.
Now, Malana, you mentioned in Beira that it's Pakistanis and Indians that are involved. Are they Muslim people who are actually the kidnappers?
Yeah, they are Muslim people.
Hmm. And this young boy, Ahmed, is it true that he was a hafiz of the Quran?
No, I'm not sure of that, but I don't think so. He was after the Quran. Maybe he was memorizing Quran. I'm not sure of that.
Right. And you mentioned that the situation in as far as the kidnappings in Maputo is concerned is very different to Beira. What's the situation like in Maputo? What kind of who is actually assumed to be responsible, and how do they carry out these kidnappings?
According to our sources, there are people who are in prison and who are Indians and got long sentences. They are involved, and there are other people in the government, not as government, as a high-ranking officials in government are involved in this kidnapping. And because they were kidnapping in the starting to the people who they knew they got money or they had done deals in the past. Mm. And they got connection in property registration. And they could, from the registration, they could see what properties this person got. And they would say that you're saying that you haven't got money, but according to what we know, you got this, you got this, you got this. Till they, to the point, they got people in the bank who could give them information, what are the balances in the account and everything.
Now, in this particular instance in Beira, unfortunately, this youngster, Ahmed, was killed. In the majority of instances, do they end up killing those who...
That's why I was saying to you that the proceeding is completely different. The Pakistani and this Bengali gang is completely different to Maputo gangs.
Mm.
These guys in Maputo look like more, they are all amateur, they are not professionals, but looks like, you know, because they can talk to you on the phone on the cell phone for 40 minutes and everything. We have talked to the police that you got cell phone lines, you can get them, but you know, we can find the location and everything, but police are not ready to help. So it's a completely different game which are in Beira to Maputo. So the amount also which they ask in Beira is very little compared to Maputo.
All right. Well, Jazakumullah for the update and our sympathies with all the victims of this kind of atrocious behavior in Mozambique. And we continue to make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it easy.
Inshallah, I make dua that what we have going to have the demonstration tomorrow all goes well, because politically situation also is not good, because the president doesn't want to talk to the opposition, and there's also is creating big problems. Actually, a problem in Africa, especially in Southern Africa, is that our leaders, when they get a place, they get a position, they don't want to leave the position is one thing. Second, the nationalism which had, you know, what Nelson Mandela, Steve Biko, Samora Machel, Nyerere and everything, this kind of spirit is going out from the leaders. So once the leaders have personal interest in business and everything, so the people will follow the leaders. This is the situation which is happening in all majority of Southern African countries.
Sure. Well, just one quick question before I let you go. That up to this point, has the media in Mozambique been highlighting the situation about the kidnapping? Have international media been picking up on the story? In South Africa, for example, in the mainstream media, you don't hear anything about this.
Problem is that many media in Mozambique is controlled by the government, or either controlled by the people who are linked to the government. Because the government, when they see one newspaper which is talking very much against the government or its leaders, so they buy out the newspaper. So they buy the shares and everything. So automatically the newspaper becomes in their property. And so they don't highlight much. Only now there is one private TV channel which is now talking a lot about that. And in government newspapers, even if you want to give advertise for something which is against government, they won't allow. Even you are paying the money, also you won't allow. This is the situation. And the international media today they are thinking that we are, you can say, second class of citizen because we are not black. So they don't give much importance to other community. But the situation has become that this thing of kidnapping is not affecting only Indians. In the starting was that, but now the things are going out of hand completely. And they are asking for big money. The other small gangs are also taking advantage of this, and they are asking people, black people, ransom according to their status.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mulana, jazakumullah for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Make dua for us, and I ask all the brothers, sisters in South Africa to make dua for us. And we want that we are not worried only about Muslims. We are worried about whole nation, either here or somewhere else. And Allah Ta'ala help us.
Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Zin Lunat, a community leader, a scholar in Mozambique. Really, really heartbreaking. This Mozambican teenager, his name was Ahmed, from Beira, which is one of the major cities in Mozambique. He was kidnapped. It looked like mistaken identity. It's actually his cousin's parents who are more affluent. His father runs, according to a report I have here, a small shop. He was called, told your son has been kidnapped. Given a ransom amount, almost what, $30,000. That's a huge amount, according to what Mohan Nazir said. Then they sent a video of the son pleading that please raise the money. I'm in difficulty. And as soon as they made contact with the police, they were called and told, okay, now we'll show you. And the son was killed and tortured and his limbs severed. And those pictures are doing the rounds. Oh, it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. Your stomach turns when you look at bodies, pictures of those, of that body. You wonder how human beings can behave in this way. And Mwana was explaining that these kidnappings in Beira are very different to what was happening in Maputo. It seems like amateurs, mostly Muslim people involved, unfortunately, of Pakistani and Indian origin. The ransom amounts are far less than in Maputo. They don't seem to be very, professional, if you like. Because they speak for up to 40 minutes on the phone. But it seems like that, government is toothless or not taking it seriously. And there is, they've got links within the police. One report I saw of a lady who managed to escape. And when she ran to the police station, she saw one of the kidnappers there working in the police station. And in Maputo, it's a bit more sophisticated. They work with government officials. They can see how much property you have in your name, what's your bank balance like. And that's when they kidnap your kids or somebody close to you and try and take exorbitant amounts of money out of you. Some have fled the country, especially the affluent and the rich people. They just come in and out to monitor their businesses, but they don't want to stay. We've heard reports of many sending their family members over to South Africa. This is going on now for 2 years. And Mulana making a plea there that everyone should make dua, and that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it easy for them. It's now 25 minutes to 8. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim.